a little heavy. First of all, we're gonna let me acknowledge this, and that is the mere fact that I have individuals that are waiting to hear. Matter of fact, they wanted us to video, so a live video chat. While we're gonna, I said no. What we do is a podcast. That way, it's a little more privacy, you know.
Right.
So, what happens is that we're gonna try to send it out as soon as possible. Last night, first of all, if it's okay with everybody, we would like to tape the service that we have here so we can get it out.
Right.
You know,
right,
for individuals
right,
that
right.
are sick and shut in.
Right.
But what had happened is that last night I will, I'm going to call this a young lady. I'm just going to give you two letters. Mm-hmm. I'll call her TW. Mm-hmm. She called last night, and what happens is that she has a terrible drinking problem.
Mm-hmm.
She has a very terrible drinking problem. Mm-hmm. And she has went to rehab. She has a young son, which is about 2 years old. And and I knew her dad. And you know, when you go through things in life, and sometimes you try to erase them with alcohol, you try to erase them with drugs.
Right.
I don't know, maybe none of you have never went through anything, but when you went through things and carrying on, sometimes things are so gruesome until you just try to erase them. But, you know, one thing that I do know, and that is that there's power in prayer.
So
I'm going to call on the saints at this year time. I'm going to pray to help me in this engagement that, you know, when individuals get to a point in which that they are so fed up with life that they're willing to take their life, you know, it moves my heart because every person is very precious to God.
Right.
You know,
right.
Nothing happens because of chance.
Glory.
When you call me at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to do all I can to encourage you to continue to run this race.
Right.
You know, the upsetting part was for me when she said, you know, I just want to sing in a choir and sing for God. And she started singing and she sounded like an angel. And I'm saying, oh, I see now. I see why the devil wants you to get out of here. I see why the devil don't want you to realize everything that God has for you. You know? So what happens is that they don't want you singing to the glory of God.
All
even
right.
though you got a beautiful voice in carrying on, mm-hmm. they don't want people to realize what you have going for you.
Yes.
You know, so we're going to pray for TW. You know, right now in the mm-hmm. name of Jesus.
Right.
Dear God, I ask you to intervene in her life.
Yes,
such a beautiful
Lord.
Young child that she has, dear God. As she struggles with drugs, as she struggles with alcohol. Dear God, we need you right now. She said, listen, I just need somebody to talk to me every day. I'm weak. I can't do this by myself. You know, I didn't went to rehab. I didn't did this, but I need encouragement. So, dear God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, dear God, for these saints right here within this here church body, dear God, where two or more are gathered together in his name, there you are in the midst. So, dear God, in the name of Jesus, dear God, I ask you to undergird her, to encourage her heart, to bless her right now in the name of Jesus, dear God. Also, we're going to bring forth the word. We have a beautiful word today, dear God, and I thank you for the word that you have given to me today. I ask you to bless the word. Holy Spirit, come forth. Because I'm telling you, without the Holy Spirit, I can't do nothing.
Yes.
I can't preach. We would not have even got here if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit. So, dear God, just bless. Anoint. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. I thank my wife for assisting me coming down the road. And just bless. Bless this service, dear God.
Yes,
we need
Lord.
You. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Yes.
My soul says, amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Now,
amen.
You know, the thing of it is that when I looked at this here scripture that we had today, which is coming from Action, and I'm going to ask you to continue to pray for TW.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you on a daily basis.
Yes.
On a daily basis.
You know, I pray every day for those that are trying to stay clean and sober, and for those that want to commit suicide, because it's so close to my heart. I have like 46 years sober.
Hallelujah.
And I pray every day, because every day somebody texts me on Facebook about getting clean and sober. I would love to pray for her and to help her. If she needs my number, if she wants to call me every day, I would love to talk to her. I would love to help her. I was just
Hallelujah.
In my head before I came here praying for people who want to commit suicide. It was just going through my head. I don't know why, but it was just, I couldn't get rid of the thoughts. And I was thinking about writing about it because of how much it went through my head in my early years. And it was something about the Holy Spirit, and I don't know why I had those thoughts, but maybe it was because of her. And if I can help her, I would love to help her.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind, and what I'll do, I'll inquire.
But okay.
Does she want that
she
number?
Have to
I'll inquire.
Call it. I can just pray for her.
Yeah, I can inquire because she, on a daily basis, you know, we.
Prayers are very strong, and I do pray every single day.
Yes.
People that are trying to stay clean and
sober. And as you said that you had some experience with that. So there are certain things that you can say to her that I would not know to address.
Right.
But
right.
I'm going to talk with her, and we'll see if she want to go in that direction. But,
okay.
You know, what happens is that. You know, I tell you what.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm
sorry. Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. You know,
I just
one
can't
thing
believe
that
it touched my heart before I came here.
Yes. One thing in which that I do believe, and that is being led by the Spirit of God. I am not so rigid when it comes down to the service that I can't take a minute to hear your testimony or
right.
hear what you have to say, because everything that each one of these church members have to say is very important and is additive. You know, at the present time, I think we got something like 80 people.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yes.
you have individuals saying, hey, I want to pass this on to somebody else so they can hear.
Right.
So, you know, it's no telling who is actually listening to this here word, but I do know
Boy.
That it goes out.
Yes.
And individuals are listening to it. You know,
right.
today's scripture is coming from Acts, the first chapter of Acts.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
the first chapter of Acts is very important because what happens, some people say, you know, guess what? This is where the Christian church initially started from. And I had said to them, I said, well, when two or more are gathered together in God's name, there he is in the midst. What I know is that Paul and Silas and Barnabas, they traveled throughout Asia Minor. They traveled throughout, you know, they had churches in Egypt. They had churches in Samaria. They had churches throughout. So, you know, this is for the Jewish people and was initiating the church in the Jewish nation. You know, so, but they had churches throughout. This here book, the book of Acts, is written by Luke. One of the things in which that I noticed in that is that the Gospel of Luke, if you look at the Gospel of Luke, when it concludes, and then you look at Acts, it's almost like it's a continuation. When the book was being put together, when the Bible was being put together, what happens is that they ended up segmenting it off where that, okay, now we're going to separate this from Acts. We're going to separate this from Luke. But this is a continuation from Luke, from the Gospel of Luke, where Luke had continued to write in his gospel, and it went on, and this is where they stopped and abbreviated and made it the book of Acts. You know, it says the Acts of the Apostle. Otherwise, he's trying to give it titles, you know, because back in those days, the scrolls sometimes would be 10 to 15 foot long, you know. But what they did, they
yes.
kind of shut it off, chopped it off, and they started another book.
Right.
Okay. And I'm just kind of giving you some background so you know that right off the bat, the same person that wrote the Gospel of Luke is the same person that wrote Acts. And then I'm going to read a few verses of scriptures here. I took notes, giving you what God had told me to give to you. And we're going to conclude, have communion, and call it a day. You know, but
okay.
right off the bat, it says, the former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus had began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, and through the Holy Ghost have given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by men, many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which is said, ye have heard of me. John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days henceforth. Now, I had read those particular scriptures, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of consolidate some of the other verses that they had here. And as I looked at this here particular piece, just to kind of give you a better understanding, sometimes you have to set the scene. Luke is sitting here and he's writing to Theophilus. Theophilus seems to be a Roman, I would say, a dignitary, in which that it's almost like he's pleading a case for Paul. See, Paul was in prison, and oftentimes the Roman dignitaries wanted to know what was going on within the different faiths. And what he did was try to intercede and saying, hey, you know, the Christian faith, they're not doing anything that's covert to the Roman Empire. You know, these are individuals that's trying to give God the honor, praise, and glory. And it's not of this world. You know, it's of something in which that you have yet to begin to understand. But I'm going to try to break it down to you. In this here particular letter, he actually tried to tell them exactly what was taking place. What was interesting for me with this here book of Acts is how that Jesus, after he rose from the dead, he was with them 40 days. He was with them 40 days, eating, sleeping. Can you imagine after seeing Jesus crucified on the cross? I don't know about anybody else, but when I put this in my mind, seeing him being crucified on the cross, seeing him being stripped, seeing him being slashed in the side, seeing the nails that was driven in his hands, and then you're seeing him talking with you, you're seeing him eating with you, and it lets them know right off the bat, and that is that, guess what? There's something that's greater than us. You think that you've seen people come and go, you've seen people live and die, and you think that this is it? But this is showing that there's something greater than what we can see, you know? So Jesus is telling them, I mean, he's encouraging them, because guess what? We in this life will have trials and tribulations. We're going to go through some things, you know? And Jesus is trying to encourage them. Guess what? It doesn't end here. It doesn't end here. You know, bless the person. Don't worry about the people that can destroy the body. You better worry about the ones that can destroy both body and soul. Because guess what? You have the body, soul, and spirit. You know, the spirit is what comes from God. The soul is what makes decisions for ourselves. And the body goes back to the dust. You know, he's trying to explain to them, because guess what? You want to go through some things. You know, you want to have trials and tribulations. But, you know, oftentimes what happens is that in the Old Testament, it was very important for John the Baptist. He said, you got to be baptized. He would baptize him in water. You know, that was a symbol in which that what happens is death to sin and you're raised to a new life. That's a symbol of what you go through when you have baptism. Oh, but what makes it so beautiful is that Jesus came with a new commandment, a new covenant, a new covenant through it all. And what happens is that he said, I'm going to baptize you in the spirit. In other words, guess what? The spirit of God is going to awaken within you. You know, you have a better covenant because the spirit of God is within your body. The spirit of God is within. Now you got a conscience. A lot of times back in those days, they didn't have a lot of conscience. Mm-hmm. What you had was the Bible that said, this is what's right and this is what's wrong. You do what's right, you get this. You do what's wrong, you want to get this. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. So what happens is that Jesus came with a new, he said, guess what? I got a new covenant. I'm gonna be within your heart. I'm going to be, this is a new covenant. I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to talk with you. I'm going to lead you and guide you. At the end of the conclusion of this message, I did some research and I started looking around and talking about the jobs of the Holy Spirit. We're going to get to that right near the end. But I wanted to just kind of give you a brief outline of the 40 days in which Jesus was with these disciples trying to encourage them. Guess what? You want to go through some things. Don't worry about death. Because, oh, death, where's that sting? Oh, grave, where is that victory? You know, the victory is in Christ Jesus. And he's telling you to hold on to God's unchanging hand. He's telling you, in spite of what goes on within this here body, that you have a better covenant. You know, what I love about the scriptures, you know, the scriptures are being fulfilled. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He just brought to mind, he says, you know, what happens is that they were waiting for the promise of God. You know, God promised them that there would be let me use the word. He said, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith, ye have heard of from John truly baptized with water. But you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. There was a promise from the Father that said, hold on. John baptized with water, but there's something that's greater that's going to happen here. What's going to be greater is that you're going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Once you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit comes into your life, you're a new creature. You're not the same. Right. You don't walk the same. You don't talk the same. Right. You know, somebody said, well, you have changed. Well, I praise God that I have changed. I praise God that you can see the change in me. So you're waiting for the promise in which that God has given to us. You know, not only that promise, you got to hold God. I told you the last time that I was here, you got to hold God accountable to the promises that he said. He said, if you're walking with me, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. You know, other words, your children and you will be taken care of. God will feed you. He will clothe you. He will make right. sure that you have all the things praise that God. You need right. in spite of yourself. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. Do we deserve it? No, we don't. No, we don't. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Thank God that he's not paying us for what we did do. You know, but only reason that we, and that's talking about God's grace and his mercy. Right. You know, when I think right. about grace, somebody's trying to explain grace. Only thing I think about is God's love. You know, God's right. talking about the grace of God. For by grace are we saved. Not of ourselves. It's a gift from God. That's Ephesians, you know. But here's what happened is that when I think in terms of the love of God that he has showed to us, you know, that while we were yet sinners, yep. he still died for us. Right. That's nothing but love, right. you know. In spite of how you treat me, I'm still going to, you know, do right by you. It reminds me of when I was reading about the last days of Jesus when he was sitting there with the disciples. And he's saying, do what I do. And what he did, he wrapped himself up and he got down on his knees and he started washing his disciples' feet, you know. And what God got me is that not only did he do that, but he also broke bread with him. You know, he knew that Judas was going to betray him. But guess what? In spite of all of that, he still had communion with him. You know, in life, you're going to have people that's going to talk about you. Yep. That's going to try to drag you through the mud. That's going to just look at you and sit there at your table and eat your food. And then can't wait for you to fall down. Mm-hmm. But in spite of that, show the love of God. What a mighty God we serve. You know, as we continue to look at God's word, there's so many things in which that come to mind. And that is one of the things in which God has a plan for each one of our lives. Mm-hmm. God has a plan for each one of our lives. Don't let the devil steal the plan that God has for you. The devil's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. That's all it's about. That's all it's about. You know, oftentimes we, oh God, okay Lord, even as ministers, we don't see things quite clearly enough. Even as ministers sometimes. If you look at the scriptures, you know, the priest was worse than some of the people. Mm-hmm. The priest was stealing. Yes. The yes. priest was had the women coming to the church and taking them in the back room and having sex with them. You know, mm-hmm. Some of the things in which the priest was doing yes. That's one of the reasons why they went into captivity.
Yes.
That's one of the reasons they ended up, you know, having Babylon come over there and take over. Mm-hmm. You know, because of some of the things in which that we do. And it starts, you know, guess what? Judgment will start first in the household of faith.
Hallelujah.
Judgment, right. We think that we're getting away with something even as priests. Mm-hmm. You know, what comes out of our mouth? Mm-hmm. What comes out of our mouth? We are to build people up, not to tear people down. You know, how can I preach the gospel and carry on every time I turn around, I'm trying to tear you down? Right. You know, we're supposed to build people up yes. through the word of God. Yes. You know, the word of God is all truth. You know, we have to stick with the truth. Now, some people say, well, you know, I hate to read the Bible because it makes me feel guilty. Well, guess what? That's not a bad thing. You know, that's a good thing because guess what? It's trying to help you to stand up and give you what God has in store for you. It's not to tear down. God has a perfect plan for you. But sometimes he has to get you to move off your gear or move out of your place so that he can take you where he want to go. What a mighty God we serve. You know, and it could go on. when I look at the books of Acts, I'm hoping that you take time to read the whole chapter of Acts, you know. But even as I talk about reading the whole chapter of Acts, I have to go back to some of the notes in which that I had talked about. And it should, oftentimes when I think about reading Acts, it should be the works of the Holy Spirit. Because when I started looking at the things in which that the Holy Spirit do, I was quite moved. And I had said to myself, this is something in which this can be shared throughout. Because guess what? The Holy Spirit is at work in our life. And as it's at work in our life, you know, we get to see exactly the things that the Holy Spirit contribute with. That's why, and you might say to yourself, well, you keep talking about the Holy Spirit. How do I get the Holy Spirit? First of all, you have to accept Christ as your personal Savior. You don't get the Holy Spirit just because you want the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a gift from God. Once that you say, Lord, I need you. I need you in my life. I believe that you died for my sins. I believe that I'm covered by the blood of Jesus, and I just want you to walk with me. Now, hold on. Somebody said, well, I need to be baptized. Once that you accept Christ as your personal Savior, you're baptized into the Spirit. If you are sincere about those words that you're telling Christ Jesus, you're baptized into the Spirit. In the Old Testament, they were baptized with water. The New Testament, you know what they're saying? Oh, you're going to be baptized into the Spirit of God. You know, you can jump in the water all you want to, but if you don't have the Spirit of God, where you actually committed yourself and you repented of your sins, you ain't doing nothing.
Yes.
You know? So guess what? What's important is that you change your life, that you really accept Christ as your personal Savior, and you're saying, Lord, come into my life. I need you. Lead me, guide me, talk to me. Be my God.
Yes.
Be my Savior. And right. Guess what? I like what Romans 10, verse 9 says, if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God will raise from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Yes.
For with the heart man believeth unto the righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. What a mighty God we serve. Okay, but now what I want to share with you now, and as I bring it in, I start trying to rein it in, I started looking at those things, talking about the Holy Spirit. And John 14:26, and it says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. You know, even as I sit up here and I started quoting scriptures and carrying on, how do you think that I remember? It ain't me. You know, it's the Holy Spirit that's within right. me. You know, before I got here, you know what I said? I said, I sure hope the Holy Spirit show up, because if not, they'd be saying, why is he over there babbling, trying to remember? Because God's word, you know, it was brought back to remembrance through the Holy Spirit. Understand the power of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit direct people to come to you, when the Holy Spirit direct people to call you, you know, understand what the Holy Spirit is doing. Now, the Holy Spirit is not something that you can see. And the Holy Spirit is not something that you can write on, but you better believe that the Holy Spirit is real. Okay? Right. Now, let's go to Acts 1:8. Acts 1:8, and we just read through that, and it says, but ye will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You know, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you got to tell somebody about Jesus. Mm-hmm. So you can't even keep your mouth shut.
Right.
Even if I wanted to keep my mouth shut, I couldn't. You know, that reminds me of time in which that I was out there and we was visiting some people and carrying on, and I was listening to them talk in regards to scriptures and stuff like that. And when I heard the untruth, I couldn't stop. I tried to say, I'm not going to say nothing. I ain't going to say nothing. And be like Jeremiah. It was like fire shut up in a barn. Mm-hmm. I can't help it. Mm-hmm. That's not true. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to tell you what the truth is. I'm going to tell you what thus saith the word of God. You got to be a witness. You got to be a witness. How can you sit there and see people going through something and you don't share with them, that you don't have compassion? Just like Jesus, he had compassion for us. You know, we got to show that same compassion for others. Okay, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:30. You know, as I said, as I sat there last night and looked at the first chapter of Acts, and I said, it should be talked about the works of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is at work throughout all of us. If you know Christ as your personal Savior, the Holy Spirit is at work on a constant basis. Ephesians 4:30. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. You know, other words, when talking about grieving the Holy Spirit, we know what's right. We know what's right, and let me tell you one thing. When I think in terms of me grieving the Holy Spirit, it makes me nervous. It makes me get a little nervous because guess what? I can't do you wrong. If I did something wrong and I got to talking about you know what I got to do? Oh, would you forgive me? Because I don't want this charge laid to me. Mm-hmm. You know? I don't want this charge laid to me. Anna, when you called and you said, I'm praying for you, you just don't know. And I said to myself, thank God that you're praying for me because guess what? It's a battle. Amen. If you knew some of the battles, anytime that you... professing the word of God, anytime that you're telling people about Jesus,
yes,
you want to be in a battle. Mm-hmm. And ain't a day go by that usually me and the wife, we in a battle. Somebody's talking, somebody walking, somebody trying, you know, but it's okay because I know I walk with the Father.
Hallelujah.
You know, that, when Jesus is with me, I'm greater than the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what a mighty God we serve. Ephesians 4:30, and that is that you're sealed to the day. God, I don't care what Satan say. He can't steal you out of God's hands. You're
Hallelujah.
Sealed to the day of redemption.
Thank you, Lord.
Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what we should be praying for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. You know, even when we get down and pray, sometimes it's kind of difficult to say, Lord, I just don't know how to put these here words. I just don't know. But look at my heart, please. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us. The Holy Spirit interprets for us. The Holy Spirit sends it before the Father and says, look within their hearts. The Holy Spirit is able to look within your hearts, you know, and see exactly what your intent is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you know Christ as your person, if you know Christ as your personal Savior, you're given a gift of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit now walks with you, now talks with you, now guides your footsteps, now talks with you in the midnight hour when you're laying in the bed all by yourself. And the Holy Spirit is there and he's talking to you. And he says, pray. The Holy Spirit says, read your word. Now, somebody said, well, there's other kind of voices that in which that I hear in my head. It told me that I should go in there and get a drink. That's not the Holy Spirit. Okay? And now, it tell me that I should call up my friends and tell them what's on my mind, that I've been thinking about them. That's not the Holy Spirit. You know? But guess what? You know what the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit unites itself with the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
That's why I encourage you to read the Word of God.
Yes.
Because the Holy Spirit will comply with the Word of God. The Holy Spirit is layered, it's parallel with the Word of God. In other words, anything that the Holy Spirit tells you, it should be in alignment with the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got to read the Word of God so that you know when the Holy Spirit or something's telling you in your mind, you know, what to do, it should align with that. I love what the Word of God, when it says, renew your mind. You know, don't be tricked, but you got to renew your mind. How do you renew your mind? By the reading of the Word.
Amen.
Read the Word, renew your mind, have new thoughts. You know, I love when the Word says, think on good things. Think on things that are just.
Mm-hmm.
Think on good things. That's what we got to train our mind to do. You know, we have to get our mind in subjection. You know, oftentimes we just let our mind run all over the place.
Right.
Well, child, you know, that we want to gossip. You know, mm-hmm. gossip is good. You know, God, what I mean by it's juicy.
Yes.
John, you know, you're talking about anybody, it make you look better. You know, when you're sitting around talking about people.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? You know what they call that in the Bible? Murder. You know? They call that murder. In other words, you're slandering people.
Yes.
You're talking about people.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting them in the grave and carrying on. You know? But guess what? God don't miss nothing. You're saying, matter of fact, that person that's doing all the gossiping,
mm-hmm.
be careful because guess what? It opens you up to death. You know? You can't kill somebody and not be slayed yourself.
Amen.
You know, oftentimes when you're mad at people,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you try to put people in bondage, guess what? You got to be in bondage yourself.
Yes.
You got to be in bondage yourself to put people in bondage. What a mighty God we serve. But, you know, thank God for the moaning and groaning that is interpreted by the Holy Spirit, that God can really see who we truly are. Acts 2:4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance. You know, what makes it so interesting with that, you know, we have individuals talking about speaking in tongues, and we have different phases, we have different thoughts around that. But only thing that I do know, and as I read the scripture, you know, and that is that if you're speaking in tongues, you should have an interpreter there. You know,
yes.
You don't sit around here and start speaking in tongues and nobody understands what you say, and
right.
you want to disrupt the service and say, no, I'm speaking in tongues. I want to disrupt the service because God is talking through me. God don't do that. He's not God. Is an orderly God.
Yes.
You know, when I
Glory.
Think in terms of God, he's almost
Glory.
Like a soldier. You know, it talks about on the first day, he did this. On the second day, he did this.
Yes.
And God said, it is good. You know, God was regimented. You know, he just didn't go Harry Carey and just let anything happen. God was regimented. God kept things disciplined, in order. You know, and that's what he expects from us. Order. Galatians, you know, Galatians 5, 22 and 23 says, here's the results of everything once you have the Spirit of God. These are things in which that should be illuminated in your life. These are the things in which that should be shown in your life. He says, but the fruit of the Spirit. Okay, when we talk about the fruits of the Spirit, now once you got the Holy Spirit in you, there's certain things that should be shown through the Spirit. And that is, the fruit of the Spirit is love. You know, you should be see love coming, being coming out of me when you see me. You know, I'm supposed to show that to conduct myself in love. You should see joy. If I was coming here and I was preaching to you and carrying on, and I didn't have no joy and I was always mad, how long would you be opening up the doors for me? You'd be saying, "Oh no, I got enough of stuff to beat me down. I don't need nothing right. else. I got right. enough sorrow in my life. You right. know, I don't need right. a preacher to come in here and make me feel bad about what I've been doing. I already know that, you know, carrying on. But you know, you're supposed to display some joy. How about peace? You know, these are fruits of the Spirit. You know, and that is that you're supposed to walk in peace. You know, you ain't supposed to be walking around here trying to disrupt stuff. Walking in peace. Patience. Do you, now, I'll be honest with you. Don't pull in front of me on the highway, because I'll be trying to show some patience. But now that's really testing me. That's really testing me. But I'm working on it. I'm working on it, though. I'm working on it. Kindness. You know, you try to show kindness. Somebody need help. Are you so busy that you can't help nobody? Well, you know, I'm over here feeding my dog and I ain't got time. You know, mm-hmm. I ain't got time for you. I got mm-hmm. stuff to do myself. Mm-hmm. You know, show some kindness. You know, how about goodness? You know, how about faithfulness? How about gentleness? How about self-control? These are things, the fruits of the Spirit, in which that we should be showing on a daily basis. And against such things, there is no law. You know, it's not wrote in the law. This is what you do. This is what how you do it. But these are results of the things that the Holy Spirit will give to you. These are fruits in which are displayed. Once that you got the Holy Spirit in you, these are fruits in which that should pop out of you, you know, and which that you should be displaying one with another. All said and done, God is trying to make you, allow you to have a better life.
Right.
He realizes that Satan is trying to kill, steal, and destroy. God is, you know, each one of us have a gift. You know, I had told you about the young lady, and I called her TW, and she said, "I just want to sing to the glory of God." She started singing, and I said, "Oh my God, she got a wonderful voice." Mm. I said, "Oh, now I see. The devil don't want her to realize who she is.
Right.
He don't want her to realize the gifts that God has given to her and to use them for God. He wants her, you know, one of her comments and said, you know, I'm nothing. You are in Christ Jesus. You are something.
Yes.
You know, don't keep on going on with that same thing. Well, I'm nothing. You are something in Christ. Once you have accepted Christ as your personal Savior, you're a new creature. All things are passed away.
Right.
All things have become new.
Amen.
Once that you're walking in Christ Jesus, you got to walk. You got to be bold in the faith. You know, Satan is bold.
Mm-hmm.
Satan is bold. He gets all up in your face.
Yep.
All up in your business. Well, yep. You know you ain't all of that. Mm-hmm. You know, and you have to be just as bold.
Yep.
You know, understand who you are. And I encourage people, we don't do it often enough.
Mm-hmm.
Read the Word of God. I'm tired of seeing us as Christians defeated. I'm tired of seeing us not living to our full potential. You know, and we get choices. Choose you this day who you want to serve. You got to make a choice.
Right.
Choose you who you want to serve. Choose you what kind of life that you want and walk in it. You know, be strong in the Lord.
Glory.
And in the power of his might. I say it again. Be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. To God be the glory.
Glory.
I hope that there's something in which that I have said that encourages you. I hope that there's something in which that I've said that allow you to run your race and also get a opportunity to read Acts of the Apostle. Well, actually, the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's what I'm going to call it. Mm-hmm. You know,
right,
so to
right.
God be the glory. Lord, we thank you for the words in which you've
Lord,
given to me.
Thank
I thank
you.
God for the Holy Spirit that
thank
it brought back to remembrance the things that we talked about last night. Because
thank
without you, I can do nothing. I didn't want to sit here and be babbling, but I know that you can bring things back to remembrance. I realize, dear Heavenly Father, that you are a keeper. Dear Heavenly Father, just bless. Anoint. Allow the word to go forth. And we be careful always to acknowledge you as our Lord, our God, and our Savior. And I humbly submit this prayer in Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And that leads us to a fellowship. You know, and with that fellowship, what a fellowship, what a joy divine, being in all everlasting love. Well, what a blessedness, what a peace of mind, being in all the everlasting love. Well, I'm leaning, yes, I'm leaning, faith and secure from all alone. Well, I'm leaning, yes, I'm leaning, leaning on the everlasting Lord. Well, we... This is a part of our fellowship in which that I truly look forward to on a regular basis. You know, when we look at these here, these sacraments, we realize people use them for all kinds of things. You know, but we just thank God that we come together and we can fellowship one with another. This brings back to remembrance what the sacrifice that Christ made for us. How he was hung up for our hang-ups. The wafer symbolizes his body that was hung up for our hang-ups. The juice symbolizes the blood, because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So we're going to ask you to take out the wafer, and when you have, is everybody good? And when you have the wafer in your hand?
I got the wafer.
Okay. Praise God. Praise God. And then you can peel back the top so that once we get done with the wafer. Now these should be new, so... Okay. Hello. I got her.
Okay.
How we are? We good?
I'm good. Yeah.
Okay. Lord, we thank you for what you have done for us. We ask you just to bless these sacraments and we give you all the honor, praise, and glory. Dear God, if we didn't live up to all of our expectations this week, forgive us. Forgive us. Keep us. We care for us to always to acknowledge you as our Lord, our God, and our Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Shall we eat? Followed by the cup. And the blood, like once I said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Let us drink. Let you say, amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
I know it was the blood.
I know it was the blood
for me.
I miss you guys so much. I was ready to come back last week. You know, but to God be the glory. We just thank God. You know, and I hope that everybody's holding on, your families. You know,
And,
I mean, that, you know, because, you know, there's so much going on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's so much going on.
Yes.
I just want us to continue to hold on and hold out.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
It's about a race. We're in a race. Yes. And it's about serving while we're here, you know? Let the work that I do speak for me.
Hallelujah.
Let the work that I do
speak
for me. Because the Bible tells me that after it's all said and done, then your works do follow you. You know, your works follow you to the other side. Those things that you did in the name of Christ, they follow you. When you have witnessed to somebody, they follow you. When you have encouraged somebody, they follow you.
Hallelujah.
So just continue to be of service to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we'll be careful always to acknowledge him. Now, right. Before we get ready to go, prayer. I know that for me, just praying for the young lady, TW, praying for Tommy Thompson, praying for Mother Maxwell's family, because I know, right. I can only imagine. Praying for the Moore's family, I think in terms of my Aunt Helen's husband, you know, as time goes on, you know, and I was telling the wife on the way down here, I said, you know, even though we know that those individuals are going to heaven, mm-hmm. but guess what? You still miss them here on earth. Mm-hmm. They can't come back. Mm-hmm. Be like right. David said,
and
you can't
come
back to me.
And I
don't
think they want to come back.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to come back.
Yeah, done. It's over.
Right.
You know, but we can pray. Father, in the name of Christ Jesus, I just ask you to cover us during this month.
Lord.
Cover us, dear God. We need you. Without you, we can do nothing. Yes. Dear God, you just want to bathe everything in prayer. Keep us, dear God. As me and my wife, we go back down the highway. Keep us,
yes,
dear God.
Lord.
As I think in terms of my son, let me, Father, which had a head-on collision, but dear God, he was able to walk away from it. I just praise your holy name. I don't take nothing for granted. I told him, I don't take nothing for granted. By the grace of God, that we go from day to day, and from month to month, and from hour to hour. You know, we just thank God for keeping us,
Lord.
Because you don't know what's going on out here. We pass some people every day, and you don't know whether they're the murderers, whether they're rapists. You just don't know.
Yes.
But God keeps us.
Hallelujah.
God keeps us in perfect peace.
Yes,
and we be careful always to acknowledge you. Just go with us and keep us. Bless those families that was mentioned before. And we acknowledge you as our Lord, our God, and our Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So my son does not believe in God or nothing, mm-hmm. but I always talk to him about God anyway.
Good.
And so I was mentioning to him about the saints and everything that were just made saints, and he was like, "Oh, really? Regular people could be saints?" Mm-hmm. And I said, "Yes, mm-hmm. anybody can be saint." And I wanted to ask, even you can be a saint.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
But he said, "Oh, well, that's really wonderful that anybody can be a saint."
Yeah.
And I just like always add something about God when I talk to him.
Yes.
And I used to never send him like religious cards or anything. Now I always send him religious cards. And I like the one year I sent him a card of, I know that other faiths don't think too much of the Blessed Mother, but I sent him like a picture of the Blessed Mother. And I went to visit him on Christmas, and the picture of the Blessed Mother was like put in a frame on his mantelpiece. And I was like, oh, yes.
I love
that he mm-hmm. made her special.
Yes.
You know,
the thing of it is that we hold back a lot of times.
Yes.
We get embarrassed. We don't want to be. Guess what? The devil is bold.
Oh, yeah.
But like, I like that I said to him, I have a nativity scene mm-hmm. that my mother gave me.
Yes.
And he absolutely loved my mother.
Yes.
And I said, my nativity scene, I'm going to give to you. He said, well, I don't. I said, but it's from Mama.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I'll take that.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I thought you might.
Yeah.
So I said, you'll get a piece of Jesus if it kills me.
That's right.
Yeah,
you got that right.
Downstairs
and I, you know, so.
Okay, Annie, you want some cookies or?
No.